So I've been wanting to record a podcast for a while about women in technology. A lot of the most popular posts on my site have to do with my experiences as that kind of person. But it's not just technology. I mean, I've certainly... my background, I studied economics in college, and very often I'd be the only female in the class. And just the thing is, it's almost in any sector, as soon as you start getting closer and closer to the top with people who are more serious about things, you encounter just a larger group of men. And I mean, I have a friend who brought up the example of even like hairdressers. I mean, you'd think that hairdressers are just, you know, a totally like female driven industry, but then try to think of someone's name on a shampoo bottle. I mean, John Frieda, you know, Vidal Sassoon, it's all men who are like the celebrity hairdressers, even though, I mean, it would be very hard for me to find a man to cut my hair. But that's kind of digressing and going back to the question of women in technology. I think there's so many things that can be discussed, and maybe, I mean, one thing that I think is overlooked a lot is sometimes the pressure to approach things as a man would, which I don't necessarily think the male way about everything is the right way. In fact, I'd say in a lot of cases, the male way is not the right way. So when I'm asked to, or not asked to, but when I feel pressure to suppress things that I would say are very female, feminine qualities, I just say no. This is, you know, I'm an intuitive person. I'm a communicative person, and these are things that are good for business, good for technology, good for reason, good for analytic thinking. I mean, it's good for a lot of things. So. No, I'm not going to pretend to be a man to succeed. And this goes on to, I mean, it's not just playing the game as a man would, it's even looking and talking and acting like a man, which I'm not going to do either. It's it's a little bit tricky for me to talk about it completely without any bias, but I'm not going to dress down when I go to a meeting. I'm not going to wear, you know, dress in a way that does not make me feel attractive or pretty. I don't know how doing so is helpful. And that's kind of one of those elephants in the living room, is that if you go, people treat you very differently when they're attracted to you. And I can't necessarily understand all of the feelings. I mean, it's not like, you know, if I had a boss that looked like James Franco, I like to think that I'd be really normal around him, but I don't really know. I might not. I mean, not probably not. But it's still taking someone's ideas seriously and understanding that you shouldn't have to repress anything to bring your ideas to the table, and that definitely applies to sexuality. So by now we've reached a point where, you know, evidence shows that girls and boys are basically of the same capacity to learn math and science. And it has more to do with experience that there aren't more programmers. And, you know, it's the mentor question. There really aren't mentors. I mean, another elephant in the living room, of course, like, it's hard to be a young woman and ask an older man for advice in many cases, and getting special attention, getting going for office hours, it looks a little bit funny. So, I mean, it's going to be a slow progress. It's going to be a slow process to see that there's more of a gender parity, and as Rachel Sklar puts it, the ratio, you know, changing the ratio. But it's also going to require an open mind of a lot of these issues we don't necessarily want to talk about.